I'm David Brancaccio in New York, decoding the tax code. The powerful chair of the House Ways and Means Committee is promising details on Wednesday of the House bill to overhaul who pays what in taxes in America. How many tax brackets? Will state and local taxes remain deductible? Will Republicans propose a switch in the retirement savings system to save taxes now to save taxes later? Another big piece will be how U.S. corporations are taxed on overseas earnings. And it's not just companies. There may be changes to the strange system we use now to tax people who live abroad, Marketplace's Jed Kim explains.
First of all, there's the double taxing, which Kent Hughes of the Woodrow Wilson Center says is pretty unique to the U.S.
Most countries have what they call a territorial system. So if you earn money in the U.S., you're taxed here. If you earn money in France, you're taxed there. And that's the end of the story. But for us, it is different.
U.S. citizens must pay income taxes in their country of residence and back here in the States. The U.S. government does that to keep people from hiding earnings by moving overseas. Expats' incomes are somewhat protected. For instance, all Americans working abroad can keep their first $100,000 income tax-free. And there are credits for taxes paid overseas. But figuring all that out can be problematic in itself. And God help you if you get it wrong. Lillian Fallhaber teaches law at Georgetown.
The expats have been arguing that the citizenship taxation is subjecting them to penalties and reporting burdens, even though they may never have been in the United States since childhood.
Whether lawmakers focus on changing how much overall is due or on reporting requirements will be negotiated in coming weeks. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.